We continue Be'ezat Hashem in our limud of Masechet Nazir. We are up to Daf Tetvav. We begin six lines from the top by the new Mishnah, Hareni Nazir. This limud is Li'ilui Nishmat, Tzion ben Shalom, Reuven ben David, Yosef ben Tamara, Rav Shalom Cohen ben Tfach Amalka, Yair ben Tova, Naim ben Chatun, Yom Tov ben Chana, Shaul ben Latifa, Erez ben Miriam, Mas'ud ben Adisya, אתה רבקה בת מרדכי, רבקה בת דבורה, אבא שלומית בת אילנה אסתר, חיה אסתר, חבא בת שרה, לובה בת מזל, לאה בת רחל, גבריאלה מסעודה בת שרה, עליהם השלום. רוסו לזכות רפואה שלמה, פרארון יצחק בן ברינה, אברהם בן אביבה, משה בן חנה, יעקב ישראל יוחאי בן בלוריה, יעקב ישראל בכור בן מרוסיה, עופר ניסים בן שושנה, אסתר בת שרה, גרז טובה בת חנה, חנה בת סוליקה, אנדרינה בת חנה, לרפואה שלמה. The Mishnah, five lines from the top of Tetvav Amud Aleph, begins as follows. Hareni nazir lichsheye li ben, ve nazir me'ayom. In a case where one said, I am a nazir when I will have a son, and then he added, I am a nazir from now for 100 days. And so he began to observe the 100 days of his nazirut. Nolad lo ben ad shiv'im, lo yifsid klum. If his son was born to him up to 70 days from the start of his nazirut, he didn't lose anything. What does that mean? He pauses from observing the nazirut of the 100 days. He observes the 30 days term that he accepted for the birth of his son. And then after that, he'll complete the 30 or more days that are left for his first nazirut. So that's if his son was born any time up until day 70. Le'achar shiv'im, soter shiv'im. However, if let's say his son was born after 70 days that he started the first nazirut, well, this will be soter, it will negate the first 70 days, and he has to observe a full 100 days after he completes the nazirut for his son. What's the reason for this? Because he cannot just merely complete the remaining days of his first nazirut after shaving at the completion of the nazirut for his son. Because she'en tiglachat pachot mishloshim yom, because shaving cannot be performed after a period that's less than 30 days. Let's say his son was born after 70, on day 80. So now what? What is he? He has to now take nazirut upon himself to keep 30 days on behalf of his son, which he accepted. What are you going to say now? That he goes back and he counts only 20? He can't do that after the shaving that he did after the completion of the nazirut of his son, because that means he's only going to do 20 days. That's not enough of gidul se'ar. There has to be at least 30 days. And therefore, he has to go back and to repeat his nazirut of 100 days. Amar Rav, Rav says, the Gemara begins, Yom Shiv'im Ole Lekan Ulekan. The 70th day itself, if his son was born on the 70th day, the 70th day itself, Ole Lekan Ulekan, it counts for here and for there. It counts for the counting of 100, and it also counts for the Nazirut of his son, which takes effect immediately when his son was born. So the Gemara asks on this from the first case of our Mishnah. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Nolad lo ad shivim, if his son was born up until the 70th day, lo yifsid klum, he doesn't lose anything. Well, the Gemara says, Ve'isal kadatach ole lekan ulekan, if you say day 70, it works, it counts as the 70th day for his nazirut and as the first day of the nazirut for his son, it gurei midgar. Not only does he not lose anything, but he even gains over here. He's gaining a day. Why is the Mishnah saying he didn't lose anything? He's actually gaining. So the Gemara says, Ela bedinu delo litni ad shivim. Rather, really the Mishnah should not have said up till 70, lo yifsid klum, he didn't lose anything. Because if the son is really born on the 70th day, he actually gains, as Rav just said. So really it shouldn't say ad shivim. It's just that umishum diktani seifa achar shivim soter shivim katani reisha shivim. is just due to the fact that in the Sefer of the Mishnah it says after 70 it's soter, 70 it negates the 70, in which case he does lose. So that's why the Tana in the first, in the Resha, in order to contrast the expression, it said up to 70. Really, it should have said up to 69. Because on day 70, not only is he not losing, but he's actually gaining. But since the Seifa says Achar Shiv'im, so the Reisha also used the term Ad Shiv'im. But really, what Rav said, Yom Shiv'im Ole Lekan Ulekan, is true. The Gemara asks further, Tashema Miseifa, come in here from the end of the Mishnah. What does it say in the next clause of the Mishnah? Nolad achar shivim soter shivim. If he's born after 70, then he negates the 70 days. Well, if it's true, as Rav stated, that one day can count for both, so then why don't we say the final day of the 30-day term for his son can also count towards his nezirut of 100-day terms, which means that there will be 30 days remaining for Gidul Se'ah, for full hair growth. So why should he negate the first days? If that it says, Nolad Achar Shiv'im, Soter Shiv'im. Why is that? If he, let's say he was born on day 71, okay, so then the last day of the 30th day should also count, of the 30 days, should also count for as the 100 days, as a completion of the 100 days of his Nezirut. So the Gemara says, "My achar, achar, achar." What's the meaning of the word after? When it says "nolad achar shivim," it means after, after. That means the Mishnah is referring to the second day after the 70th, 72nd day. So then, in that case, if the son was born on the 72nd day, then you don't have 30 days remaining for his hair to grow to count for the completion of his 100-day nezirut. So the Gemara asks, so according to this explanation, so what is the halakha be'emet if it's born on the day that actually comes after the 70th, which is the 71st? So what are you saying is the halakha? Hachinami delo satar? Are you saying that Rav would then say that he would not negate the previous days because he has 30 days remaining to grow his hair? Ihachi, well, if that's the case, if so, my irya de tani nolad ad shivim lo hifsid klum. Why is it that the Tana specifically says if the child was born up till 70, he didn't lose anything, but it would be the same thing afilu achal shivim nami ha'amat lo satar. Even it would also be true in the case where he's born the day after 70. On day 71, didn't you say that it would not negate? It would not be soter. So he's also lo yifsid klum. Why does it say at shivim? It should say achal shivim, which is day 71, is also lo satar. It's also lo yifsid klum. El ashma mina achal mamash. So rather, you have to say that when it says achal shivim, it doesn't mean achal achal. It means actually achal mamash. It means the 71st day. V'chen matnitin le'rav. And therefore, you have to conclude that the Mishnah is a difficulty on the Shita of Rav, Shma Mina. The Gemara does indeed conclude that the Tana of our Mishnah will disagree with Rav. Rav, who said that one day can count lekan ulekan for here and there, well, according to our Mishnah, it doesn't seem to be so. Our Mishnah does not agree with that. Because it says, Nolad achar shivim, soter shivim. According to Rav, if it's on the day of Achar Shivim, which is 71st, it shouldn't be Soter. You still have 30 full days that can count also for the Nezirut of the 100. And therefore, from the fact that it says Achar Shivim, Soter Shivim, we see that the Mishnah disagrees with the words of Rav. The Gemara asks, V'Rav, keman amara lishmate? And Rav, according to whose opinion does he say his halakha? Since the Tana of our Mishnah disagrees with him, so which Tana is he following in the Psak that he said that one day can be counted for two different observings? If you want to say that he's going according to the opinion of Abba Shaul, Ditnan, as we learned in a Tosefta in Masachet Moed Katan, it says, Hakoveret meto shelosha yamim kodem larigel, regarding a person who buries his dead 3 days before the Chag, before the Regel, batla mimenu gezerat shiv'ah. The gezerah midrabanan of 7 days of mourning of the shiv'ah is batla mimenu, is cancelled. Once the Chag begins, he no longer observes the prohibitions and the customs of the Shiva, because he already mourned for 3 days. So the Chag cancels the remainder of the Shiva. That's what it says in the Braita there. Shmona yamim kodem laregel. If let's say he buried his dead 8 days before the Chag, batla mimenu gezerat shloshim. So then the restrictions of the 30 days of the shloshim of mourning is cancelled for him as well. Because since he already observed 1 day out of the shloshim, meaning out of the shiva, after the shiva, he had 1 day out of the shloshim, so he doesn't have to complete it. The chag comes and is mevatel. Umutar lesaper erev haregel, and therefore he's allowed to cut his hair on the erev of the chag. Ve'im lo siper erev haregel, asur lesaper achar haregel. However, if he didn't cut his hair on Erev Chag, then he's not allowed to cut his hair after the Chag until the 30 days of the Shloshim have passed. Abba Shaul Omer, Abba Shaul says, Afilu lo siper kodem haregel, mutar lesaper achar haregel. Even if he didn't take the haircut before the regel, he's allowed to afterwards. Why? Shekeshem shemitzvat shlosha mevatelet gezerat shiva. Because just as the mitzvah of three cancels the din derabanan of the gezerah midrabanan of shiva, as we said before, kach mitzvah shiva mevatelet gezerat shloshim. So too the mitzvah of 7 days that he kept, it also cancels the decree midrabanan of the shloshim, which means since he completed the 7 days of shiva before the chag, he doesn't have to observe the 30 days of the avelut. My tama de Abba Shaul. So now, what's the reason of Abba Shaul over here? Lav mishum de kasavar shvi'i ole lekan ulekan. What's the reason that Abba Shaul says that if he observed 7 days of the shiva before the chag started, then the 30-day, the shloshim period is cancelled? Isn't it because he holds that the 7th day of his shiva counts for here and there, which means the 7th day is considered both the end of the shiva and the start of the 30 days? Of the 30 of the Shloshim. So that means he already began to observe his 30 days of Shloshim before the Chag, and that's why the Chag comes and cancels it. So we see that Abba Shaul holds Shvi'i ole lekan ulekan. Maybe this is where Rav got his opinion from. The Gemara says, no, Dilma ad kan lo kamar Abba Shaul ela be'avelut shiv'a derabanan. You can bring proof from here. Maybe Abba Shaul only says this psak, that one day can count for both before and after. That's only regarding the din of mourning of Shiva, which is a din de Rabbanan. Aval benazir d'oraita lo. But who said with regards to Nezirut, which is an obligation of the Torah, maybe Abba Shaul would not say this, this chidush, that one day can count for the previous and for the upcoming. Ela Rav de Amar ke Rav Yossi. Rather, Rav's opinion that one day can count for both sides is like Rabbi Yossi, the Tanya, as we learned in a Braita. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom. A woman who sees Dam one time or two times during the 11 days that are between the two Nida periods in her month. So these are 11 days that are fit for Dam Ziva. So if she sees 1 or 2 days, she's considered a Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom. She's observing one clean day corresponding to the 1 day that she saw dam. And after that one clean day, if she doesn't see any more, she goes to the mikveh and she waits till nightfall and she becomes tahor. So shomeret yom keneged yom sheshachatu vezarku aleha besheni shela. A shomeret yom keneged yom that they slaughtered on her behalf the korban pesach, and they did zrikat adam, the sprinkling of the dam, basheni shela, on the 2nd day of her seeing, after she went to the mikveh. Ve'achakach ra'ata, and then she saw dam on that day. Hare zo ena ochelet, she doesn't eat the korban pesach at night, because she became tameh. Uptura mila'asot pesach sheni. However, she's also exempt from doing pesach sheni a month later, on the 14th of Iyar. Why? Because at the time of the Shechita, she was Taho. At the time of the slaughtering of the Pesach, she was Taho. But between the time of the slaughtering and the eating of the Korban Pesach, she became Tameh. So since at the time of Shechitat Korban Pesach, she was Taho, so therefore she is Patur from doing Pesach Sheni, even though she's not eating the Korban. So now, Maita Amad Rabbi Yossi,
What's the reason Rabbi Yossi says she is patur from Pesach Sheni? After all, since she, at the end, she saw a second day, so it comes out retroactively that the day that she observed, the one day that she observed, was not really clean. So that means that she wasn't tahor from her first seeing. So we should say that retroactively, at the time of the Shechita, she was tameh. Lav mishum de kasavar miktzat hayom kekulo. Isn't it because he holds that a part of the day is considered like the entire day? Which means like this, since she was clean for part of the day, then it's considered as though she was pure the entire day. And it comes up as a tahara for her for the first day that she saw. So that means at the time of Shechita, she was taho, right? And she only became tameh again from the moment that she saw. But that was after the Shechita. So we see that Rabbi Yossi holds that miktzat hayom kekulo, which means like this, we see that Rabbi Yossi holds part of the day she is taho until the middle of the day, and then from the time that she saw, now it's considered like a day of tum'ah. So this is similar to what Rav is saying regarding Nazir, that the 70th day is considered for the 70 days before, it counts to the 70 days before, and it also counts as the first of the upcoming 30 days. Just like over here, Rabbi Yossi says that this in the same day, so you can say that this day is the first half is considered for the tahara, for the purity of her first seeing. And then the second half of the day, that's when she became tameh, and that's a second day of tum'ah, a whole separate day of tum'ah. Asks the Gemara, Amimai, how do you know that the reason of Rabbi Yossi is because miktzat hayom kekulo, v'dilma mishum dikasavar mikanu lehabau mitameh? Maybe the reasoning of Rabbi Yossi is because he holds that the halacha is by a shomeret yom keneged yom. If in the middle of the day she became tameh after she went to the mikveh, mikanu lehabau mitameh. She's only tameh from that point when she had the discharge of blood. And it does not retroactively make her tameh from the day before. And that's why she was tahor at the time of Shechita, and that's why she's patur. But nothing, not because of miktzat hayom kekulo. It's because to begin with, he holds that the tum'ah of the second time she saw only begins from the time that she sees the dam. It doesn't go retroactively. And as the Gemara says, umi savar Rabbi Yossi hachi. Can you say really that Rabbi Yossi holds like that? That only mikanu lehaba hu nitma? That only from the time that she sees, she becomes tameh, and it doesn't retroactively void the first day? Vehatanya, but we learned in a braita, Rabbi Yossi omer zav ba'al shetere iyot. By a man who is a zav, who saw two times. And the halacha is that he has to count 7 clean days to become tahor, and then on the 7th day he goes to the mikveh, and he waits till the end of the day. So a zav ba'al shetere iyot, sheshachatu vizarku alav bashvi'i, that they slaughtered the Korban Pesach, and they did zrikat adam for the Korban Pesach on his behalf, on his 7th day that he counted, on his 7th day of Tahara, and they did it after he went to the mikveh that day, while he's waiting for nightfall. V'chen shomeret yom keneged yom sheshachatu v'zarku aleha. And the same thing by a woman who saw one time or two times, and now she is keeping one day corresponding to the time that she saw. Sheshachatu v'zarku aleha. So she keeps one clean day. She goes to the mikveh in the middle of the day, and now she's waiting for nightfall. And while she's waiting for nightfall, they did Shechitav Korban Pesach for her and Zrikat Adam on the day that she was keeping as clean. And then during that day, after the Shechita was done, before nightfall, both of these people saw, whether the Zav Baal Sheter Iyot saw Ziva or she saw Adam. Afal pi shemetameim mishkav u'moshav lemafreya pturim la'asot Pesach Sheni. Well, it says over here that even though they retroactively bring about tum'ah on anything that they lay upon or anything that they sit upon, as the din of Zav and Zava, so anything that they sat on after they went to the mikveh, before they saw the tum'ah, is considered tameh, still p'turim la'asot Pesach Sheni. They are patur from doing Pesach Sheni. What do we see openly here in this braita? That through the fact that they saw in the day, it retroactively ruins the day, the clean day before that they counted. And it makes everything tameh that they sat on, lemafreya. And yet he holds, p'turim la'asot Pesach Sheni. So it cannot be because he holds it's only mikanu le'aba u'mitame. Over here we see it's not mikanu le'aba, we see it's le'mafreya. He becomes tameh. For example, when he's keeping that clean, he kept the 7 clean days, right? Or when she keeps the shomeret yom keneged yom, she keeps 1 clean day after seeing one time. And now she goes to the mikveh in the middle of the day, and now she's waiting for nightfall. If she sees dam after she went to the mikveh, so we see openly, it says over here, lemafreya, she's metameh retroactively, which means it voids the clean day that she counted before. And yet, p'turim mila'asot pesach sheni. So it's not because mikanu lehaba u'mitameh. Answers the Gemara, mai lemafreya midirabanan. The Gemara says, this that it's mitameh lemafreya retroactively, that's only midirabanan. But midoraita, really, there is no tum'ah retroactively. It's on the tum'ah only begins from the second time that she saw. Only from the time that she saw the discharge of dam, that's when she is mitameh. This that it says lemafreya is mitameh, that's only midirabanan. And hachinami mistabra, and it's reasonable to say this, that Rabbi Yossi said that it's mitameh retroactively is only midrabanan. Deisalka datach midoraita, because if you want to say that it would be mitameh retroactively midoraita, well, that means that retroactively they're considered mamash tameh, even at the time of the shechita of korban pesach. Amai p'turim mila'asot pesach sheni. So why would they patu? Why would they be exempt from doing pesach sheni? But they were tameh at the time of Shechita, because we say that retroactively they're tameh midoraita. Elavada, you have to say that midoraita, no. They're not tameh retroactively, only from the moment that they saw. It's only a din d'rabanan to consider them tameh retroactively. And that's why peturim milasot pesach sheni. But the Gemara pushes off this answer by saying, le'olam emalach, really I can tell you tum adoraita. That this that Rabbi Yossi says that they are tameh lemafreya is really midoraita. Why is it that they are patur from doing Pesach Sheni? Because we have a halacha le Moshe Misinai that tehom deziva hitiru. Chachamim were matir, they permitted the impurity, the tum'ah of ziva, of tehom, of the deep. What does this mean, tehom deziva? The halacha is that in the case of Korban Pesach, let's say, an unknown impurity of tum'at met, that's called tum'at tehom. If let's say a person became tameh with tum'at met and he didn't know it at the time, so that's called the tum'at tehom, the impurity of the deep, something that he didn't know at the time. So chachamim allowed that when it comes to korban pesach, in a case where a person brought his korban and only later he became aware that he was tameh by tum'at met. So if this was of this source of tumah was unknown to everyone, that's called tumat tehom. So he's not required to do pesach sheni. It's considered he's yotze with the shechita of the korban pesach that was done for him. Although in essence he was tameh, but since it was tumat tehom, it was an unknown tumah. Therefore, he's patur. So the Gemara is saying that Rabbi Yossi holds that the same halacha applies to the tumah of ziva as well. That since the one who was bringing the Korban Pesach was pure, was tahor when it was brought, and he did not know that he became impure. He only later on, he saw the discharge, and we're saying that lemafreya de artame. So even though you want to tell me that midoraita retroactively they are tameh, but it's a tum'ah that was unknown at the time. And a tum'ah that was unknown at the time is allowed. Hitiru, they allowed it when it comes to Korban Pesach. Ve'af Rabbi Yoshaya savar lemafreya midrabanan. The Gemara, however, points out that even Rabbi Yoshaya holds that according to Rabbi Yossi, the fact that the Zav makes everything tameh lemafreya retroactively is only midrabanan. It's not midoraita. The Tanya, as we learned in the Braita, Rabbi Yoshaya Amar, Rabbi Yoshaya says, Haro'e zav bashvi'i shelo, if he's waiting 7 days, he counted 7 days of tahara, of cleanliness, after he saw ziva. And then on the 7th day, he saw zav, he saw a discharge of ziva on his 7th clean day. Soteret shelefanav, it negates the clean days that he counted before, and he starts a new 7 days. The Amar le Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan said to Rabbi Yoshaya, lo nistor ela yomo. Rabbi Yochanan said to him, it should negate only that very day, its own day, which means he should require only one additional clean day. Why is it soter all seven? So the Gemara stops and asks a question over here, manavshach. Whichever way you look at Rabbi Yochanan's statement over here, it's difficult. Isatar, if you say that seeing the discharge of Ziva on the seventh day, it's soter, it negates clean days, right? So then kulhu satar, it should negate all the clean days, not only the last one. Ilo satar, if you say that it does not negate clean days, because it's not considered that he saw a discharge within the 7 days, right? So then lo nistor velo yomo, it shouldn't be soter even one day. What's this thing that it should be soter one day? Ela ema, rather we should amend the words of Rabbi Yochanan, lo nistor velo yomo. Rabbi Yochanan instead said, this is what he said, it does not negate at all, not even its own day. Because the fact that he saw on the seventh day, it's considered to be a first of a new series of seeing, but not, it doesn't negate the 7 days that he counted up until then. Ve'amale, and Rabbi Yoshaya responded to Rabbi Yochanan, this that you asked on me, that it should not negate even the day itself, Rabbi Yossi kai kevatech. Rav Yossi is going like what you're saying. De'amar mikanu le'aba metame. As Rav Yossi said, that the Zav, who counts days, clean days for his Tara, and he saw Ziva on the seventh day, after he went to the mikveh, mikanu le'aba metame. It's only from that point and on that he is metame, that he conveys tum'ah, and he does not void, he does not ruin the days that he counted beforehand. That's what Rabbi Yoshaya told Rabbi Yochanan. So now, the question is, how could Rabbi Yoshaya say that that is the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, that mikanu le'abau mitameh, v'ha Rabbi Yossi, but Rabbi Yossi, by the Braita before, we saw that he says that this Zav is mitameh le'mafreya. Le'mafreya hu de'amar. He says he's mitameh retroactively. Oh, must be my lemafreya midrabanan. Must be Rabbi Yoshaya holds that this that Rabbi Yossi held, that he's mitameh retroactively, is only midrabanan. But midoraita, really, he is only tameh from that point and on, and that's why he is patur from bringing korban Pesach sheni. Asks the Gemara, v'Rabbi Yossi michdi savar miktzat hayom kekulo. We proved from Rabbi Yossi that he holds that part of the day is considered like an entire day, right? That's how we proved from the Braita that he said that he's patur from doing Pesach Sheni. If that's the case, zavag mura de maita korban hechi mashkachatla. How can you find a full-fledged zava that brings a korban? Where will you find a case that a full-fledged zava brings a korban if you say miktzat hayom kekulo? After all, kevan dechazia bepalge de yoma, since she sees a discharge in the middle of the day, idach palge de yoma salik la leshimu. The second half of the day that she doesn't see anything should be considered like she counted one full clean day and make her considered tahor. So you can never have a zavag mura. Answers the Gemara, iba it ema, if you wish, we can say, dekashafat lata tlata yome behade adadi. One way to answer is, in a type of ziva, that she continuously discharges dam for 3 days consecutively. If she continuously sees dam, so you don't have even that one half day to say that you have a full day of shomeret yom keneged yom. That's one way of having a zavag mura who brings a korban. V'iba iteima, and if you wish to say, dechazia tlata yome samuch lishkiat hachama. That she saw a discharge on 3 consecutive days right before Shkia. In that case, she is Tameh on each occasion at the end of one day and the beginning of the next. So it comes out, de lo havai shahut de salik lele minyana. There was not any time to become Tahor on the following day, right? So as to be included for her counting of a clean day that corresponds to the impure one. Because she saw right before Shkia. If she saw right before Shkia, then there is no Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom. Your question is true if she saw in the middle of the day. You're right. If she saw in the middle of the day, the second half of the day that she didn't see should be considered like a counting of one day, Keneged Yom, and make her Tahor. But you have a possibility to have a Zavag Mura if she saw 3 consecutive days right before Shkia. right before Shkia. She didn't have time the rest of the day to consider herself Tahor, and Mimela, that's considered like seeing Dam three consecutive days, which makes her into a Zavah Gemura. Hadran alach hareni nazir, hadran alach hareni nazir, hadran alach hareni nazir.